Everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is another program. Today's Monday, and the date is, let's see here, the 9th of April, 2012. So, we'll see if our co-host is on. You out there, Kathy?
Yes, hello, Ron, and everyone in the Fast Chat and to the listeners. Thanks for having me again, Ron. I want to welcome all the listeners and acknowledge the friendly greetings of the people in the Fast Chat. As Ron said, today is Monday, April 9th, 2012. And Ron, will we be accepting calls today?
We can do that, yeah. And we're having kind of like, not really a policy, but if you have a question, since it's really hard to weed through things on the Fast Chat, if you could just put a couple question marks, you know, before the question. That way we can go right to them and find them easily. So that'd be wonderful if that could be done. And back to you, Kathy.
Thanks. Well, we do have some questions already. We'd like to get started on that now.
Hey, let's go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, at the very beginning, we got a question from Newbie. And Newbie asked that something kind of intriguing here. If the true ascension clears out the darkness and this planet, as you say, and will no longer exist, how is it that we can be returned to the Earth once again if we miss the ascension?
You won't be going to this Earth. The Earth spirit is choosing another place to evolve into. So what you see right now where you're living, this will no longer exist. But the darkness will create another cloned planet replica like you go to when you have parallel lifetimes. And all these alien races will just take you sideways. So that's why you want to get out of here. And so there will not be another planet Earth. But if you can ascend with your body, then your body will be allowed to go to where the spirit's going to, the Earth, right now. And then from there, if you won't have your body do the ascension, and it will probably go to some planet in the darkness that is called Earth, and which is what you do anyway. That's where you go to with your different parallel lifetimes that you have and all those alien stuff that's, you know, working with you and causing problems. But you can get your spirit out of here, nevertheless, by doing the spirit barcode. So that's definitely needed if you wish not to ever come back to something that is like this. Spirit has the barcode on it to have the alien races attached to it. Oh, I hope I answered that question okay. So you will be going to a location that looks like this, just like you do every day when you go out in parallel lives. That's why we have the special call on Thursdays, which is the call to have yourself get the clone replicas taken out of your space so you can become more real here. So, or just plain real with your body. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, another question. Are are entities ghosts or also shapeshifters? And then are shadow bodies clones?
Okay, so entities is what I call ghosts. Those are emotional bodies. The shapeshifter is a alien life form that inhabits your body, and it would be actually a being, some type of typical darkness being. Could be a demonic being. That's what you normally would be seeing on TV when you see people changing into a different life form. So that would be a shapeshifter. A shapeshifter could look human, and then that being could come out and take the body and make it look like something else. And then the other one, what was the other one now, Kathy?
Wanted to know if shapeshifters are clones.
Shapeshifter is a real life form.
Okay.
Well, the main thing is without getting too upset about all these things, you know, we have clearings to help you out to get these things released from you. That's what we're doing next Friday and then three consecutive Sundays after that, is getting rid of these alien parasitic life forms that are inhabiting your body. So that's what we do, is get these things out of you. That way you can have more spirit consciousness here, and it may even get rid of some of your physical problems that you're dealing with. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I guess I misread that question. It's actually the last part, are shadow bodies clones? So I guess sort of the same thing, answer.
Shadow body, huh?
Shadow bodies, that they're embedded. So are they clones?
Yeah, they could be a clone. Yeah, that's possible. Can't always guarantee that, but very possibly, yes. Uh-huh. But it could be a clone of that shadow body, and that's going to be a clone of you. It's a little complicated. That's what I would reference that.
Okay, a question from Marie R. What does our spirit look like?
Your spirit will look like you. If you could somehow take a snapshot of you, that's how it's going to look. And when it doesn't have the densities in it, after you have, the spirit deprogrammed, we'll say, then it'll look like just like a regular light body. You won't be able to detect anything that's really unusual or different from it, because it'll look just like a being of light.
Okay, thank you. And the BBS engineers, I'm getting a report that there's no audio on the call-in phone number. Thank you. And, Ron, we have a healing request here on the fast chat, if you're up to that now. It is from Mike P., and he's asking if you could do a feeling and set sequence timing body sample, please.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready? So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much for that clearing. And there's a couple of other requests. Just because today's Monday and it's a healing Monday, and we've all had sort of probably a busy, hectic weekend, and then we get Monday here, there's a request for a heavy Monday clearing the heavy Monday energy, please. Does that make sense, Ron?
Heavy Monday's energy, right?
Yes. Monday's heavy energy.
And here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Just getting rid of some of the emotional trauma here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, just see how that's feeling for you, everybody. Back to you, Kathy.
That really does feel good. Okay, so thank you for that, Liz. I think everyone's going to benefit from that, and you can let us know how you feel, everyone. can type it into the fast chat, which is a little strange today, but I can read it, and everyone's doing a really good job putting in the question marks. So thanks so much. And a question from Shannon, how do books affect us, and what can we do about it? Books that we have in our homes or our rooms, I suppose, books that we choose, keep, and read. What can we do about
it? It's a hard subject to talk about because basically all books, regardless of what they are, and she's probably talking about maybe books that could be metaphysical in nature, but all books will have keywords in there to connect you to something. So, you know, books themselves, you know, could do that. So what are you being connected to if that's the case? That's the whole thing. Remember, that's why on your natal chart, when you clear away your name energy, then you don't resonate it with your name any longer. So if you have done that clearing, you're going to realize how important it is to discharge the letters in your name and maybe the numbers that you normally use all the time. Some people have favorite numbers, and it may only be favorite to you because that's a controlling aspect of what the aliens want to do to you. And that could be one of those things. So all of these energies that are outside of ourselves are external forces. So you don't want to have any external force. That's why Jesus said to go within. You don't want them to connect to you. So I don't know what to really say about that. You know, it gets to be complicated because naturally people like maybe reading the newspaper, reading a book or something. So that's the problem that everybody typically could have because as you connect to these words, what are they doing to you? If you took out a couple letters or one letter out of each word, as long as it's not like a word with maybe like two L's on it, like call or something like that, or if you just look for the vowels and you could eliminate all the vowels in every word that you read, you would probably not have any attachment. Because most of the words, I think, always have vowels in them, if I'm not mistaken. Well, that would be one way to get rid of it. But, you know, the type will have energy on it, the print will, just even if the book is closed or never opened. So that's it. And back to you, Kathy.
And Sue has an interesting question, too. What happens if someone dies before ascension occurs, especially if that someone is with Creation Lightship and has done clearings?
Well, more than likely, if that's the case, the Lightship knows that you're around, so you'll probably end up be taken out of here. That's a very nice thing. If, you know, remember, source energy has to recognize light. If you're a new caller listening and you don't understand that, when the light's turned off, you know, universe of light is turned off across the universe of light, which means this planet will no longer exist, then it'll just look for light. And that's what the ascension process is. And the light itself finds the parts of itself, which would be you, hopefully, and it'll look for you. If you're not here, it's not going to go out into the land of darkness to look, only if it had an energetic trail from somebody else or maybe yourself to find you. Because it's not going to go into darkness. It's not going to go looking for you in the land of darkness in a dark side universe. It's just going to look for the planets that it created and the people that were created on it, and they're going to all do the ascension. That's the reason why we put up at the 2012 clearing on the website so that you will not be taken sideways at the end of this year to a dark side planet, because you don't want to do that and never come back here. It might sound scary, but that's the solution, is to, you know, get some of these clearings so that you won't be abducted. And the nice thing is that you have clearings now. We didn't have this many, you know, when Jesus walked the earth, and everybody, again, back in that time was taken sideways too. The only difference is that the earth spirit 2,000 years ago, that's here right now, decided to come back and re-energize the planet. It was going to leave then, but it wanted to have compassion for the people, so it came here for another 2,000 years, hoping that people would understand what ascension was, to clear their bodies out, etc. And so it gave you 2,000 years to do this, and now that time is coming to a close at some point. When? Who knows? But what's going to happen? So that's how the Lightship looks at it. You know, the people here had 2,000 years to prepare for ascension because they lost it 2,000 years ago. Very few people even ascended off this planet. So, but now the Earth Spirit's no longer going to energize this blueprint, so that means that it'll be like last time, going to the Beyondo, to a dark side universe, but you won't have any chance to come back here. So back to you, Kathy.
And to the new listeners, like Newbie, Ron was referring to the Ascension 2012 barcode removal that can be found on the homepage of creationlightship.com. It's an important clearing to have and do. And there's archives about it starting January of this year, quite a lot of discussions from past BBS.com programs for Creation Lightship Healing that we can recommend to you. Okay, another question from Larry. Were dinosaurs, it's about the ascension again, but were dinosaurs, were clones of dinosaurs used for to destroy part of mankind during that period's ascension process?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Just that every 2,000 years, everything is rematerialized again. And so the fact that you might find skeletons when you dig them up, that's only because the Earth Spirit chose to remanifest that energy over again. There may have been things here that were completely awful to us. Maybe there are alien stuff here that used to be here, you know, before this last 2,000-year cycle, and the Earth Spirit decided not to energize that energy. That's very possibly too. So it's, you have to look at it as, you know, what was materialized every 2,000-year cycle. And, you know, it's hard to say about the dinosaurs. But it is kind of an interesting question. Thank you, Larry.
And another question from the fast chat. Liz is asking, how is the light ship, the creation light ship, different from quote unquote external force?
How is it different? Well, it created you, so it resonates to you. It in a sense, the energy is source energy, and you resonate to source energy. So that's it's internal. That's where your spirit came from. So it's all the same. It's that you can never go back to source energy, but source energy will and does connect to you if it can find you. Remember, if you don't ever connect to your spirit in your heart center, then you're not connected to source energy. You can go to church all you want, and if you don't ever do the mind to heart drop or connect to your spirit in the way that, you know, is really needed to do, then you're not connected to source energy. That's a very, it's a good question. So are you connecting to your spirit every day? Are you doing the mind to heart drop? Not just saying that you're heart-centered, but commanding your spirit to drop into your heart. And if you've never done that, then you've never been heart-centered with source energy, which means that you've never been connected to the light, that your spirit is your only connection. And that's a simple thing that Jesus always says, you know, go within. You know, that's the whole process. The kingdom is within you. If you never connect to it, then how would you ever have the connection to light? You can talk about it all you want. Everybody does that about being in the light, you know, the light saved me, you know, everything else. But if you never did the mind to heart drop, then you have never actually connected yourself to light itself. Oh, very interesting, everybody. So hopefully you're doing that. Hopefully every church is teaching you how to do the mind-to-heart drop and commanding your spirit to do so. Then people will be heart-centered. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, my response to that hope that you just expressed is that the church I went to did not do that. And I'm sure that it's something kind of new to all of us, and it's something we have to keep in mind. It's our responsibility, now that we know about it, to keep in mind to do that as many times as possible. And you can have little ways to remind yourself, like maybe set an alarm or a timer. If you really don't know what Ron's talking about, there is some very wonderful audio samples on the very top of the homepage at creationlightship.com, where you can click on the drop-down box on the top. It says sample audio samples, and that mind to heart drop is right there. And also how to increase your life force energy, which the two really go very well together and are essential for us to increase our spirit and our integrity of spirit into our bodies, and to stay in a place of peace, in a place of neutrality. And the mind to heart drop takes us there very easily and quickly just by counting backwards. It's so easy. So I invite people to check that out, the audio samples, if you're kind of new, or if you just want to go along to learn a little bit about it, or have a good reminder. And you must say them out loud, by the way, to make it effective. Right, Ron? They must be said out loud.
Yep, otherwise you're in a whole different reality of consciousness. You're not in light, you're in the mind energy. If you don't say anything out loud, then you're not in light as you do the exercise. Then you're in the mind energy of darkness, the light of the darkness. And it can bring you the very similar results, but you won't be doing the exercise to connect to light. That's just kind of the way it works. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and Mike P. is commenting that this is good to hear, because he didn't know there was a heart center before this program, or before the Creation Light Ship. And Sue is thanking you and the CLS, and she's hoping to get it right this time, she says. And let's see, there's some other questions here about ascension today. And Cindy's asking, how often do we run the Ascension 2012 barcode removal?
Well, that's a good one. If you would like to just run it maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks, and you may want to select some kind of race, maybe aliens that could very possibly want to abduct you in 2012 at the end of end of December there, we'll say. So that's what I would do. You know, we put up a few things, but maybe there's something that maybe you went on the internet surfing and you heard about, one of the external forces races, and you wondered, boy, I wonder if they got me now because I read this name, you know? And so you brought it to yourself, and did you get hooked up? Remember the old saying, curiosity killed the cat, and that is definitely true. And what you don't know could kill you. That's another phrase here. And so you need to just be aware. And so just start running one of those names and just see if you feel any energy on it. So, all the really big names very possibly could be lurking and waiting to take you sideways. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, it's so interesting. Now, let's see. Ron, along with Mondays comes some tension, and there's some comments of pain and headaches. Would it be possible for us to have a sample physical pain clearing, please? A pain relief?
Yeah, so if you have any pain, just think of it right now. This is just a really, really small Band-Aid. Might take away your pain right now, but it probably may not be permanent, because you have so much stored inside of you from your ancestors, plus whatever you dealt with in pain. But we'll see how this works for you. So here we go, pain clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that feels?
Okay, thank you, Ron. Another question about the natal barcode we were talking about earlier. Shannon wanted to know, she was the one that asked about the books, if she was wondering if it would be effective to do on the natal barcode the vowels, that is A-E-I-O-U, at the same time, or should she do them separately?
Normally you just put a word in it, and we'll take care of the vowels automatically in a word. Plus, what you normally do is type in, maybe the city that you're born in, maybe the hospital name, different things like that, your street address. Unless you live on, a number street, like 10th Street or something, but normally it'll be a name of something, typically, okay, so you'd want to just type that in, and the vowels are automatically done. The vowels take longer than the other letters. The vowels are one of the main key factors of the key codes of how they connect to you. But still, they can use the same word. What's interesting, like the word people, so we got three letters, actually two. We got, if you write the word people down, you have two E's and an O, and then you have two P's and an L. So you got three vowels and actually two vowels, because two are repeated, and then you have two letters. That word is jam-packed, you say, full of alien connecting points on it. Remember, you don't want those external forces to get you. That's why we have the natal chart clearing. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. And some comments. Larry has one that he saw a movie, the Catholic movie with Anthony Quinn as the Pope. They admitted that what they were looking for is the light in that movie.
That's good.
Yeah.
What light are they looking for? They may be looking for the light of the darkness. I wonder if they have anywhere in the movie that they talk to their spirit. Remember, this is the main problem that people have. Oh, thank you, Larry. You hit the nail right on the head, square. So people think, they're looking for the light. Well, of course, that's mind energy. You're going to find it in mind energy all the time. So if you never knew about the light and you got a book out and it says, you have to go to the light, look for the light. Well, you're going to look for the light of the darkness. That's because you're using mind energy. This is the biggest trap that we have here, is you're not taught to go to your spirit. And you have to command your spirit to do the work for you. And that's the whole process. And so it's a very good observation, Larry. I'm just going deeper with it. And so they're looking for the light. So they're looking for the light of the darkness. They'll never find true light there if they're not going to their heart center to try to look for light. And then the light will not come to them because the light's source energy. Source energy never comes to you, and you don't go to source energy. I can take you there as a light being, but other than that, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't be going to the light, and you couldn't go to the light on your own anyway. So the light's always with you. This is the whole process that you need to realize that you are the light. But if you don't go to your spirit and drop down there, commanding your spirit to be in that peace energy with your consciousness, then you never have known source energy whatsoever. You can talk about it all day long, but you've never got there. Read all the books you can find. He's still not going to get there. Remember, one page, one book. Go within. Back to you, Kathy.
And a question about the mind-to-heart drop that we discussed earlier. Ron, do you have a recommendation of how often we should do the mind-to-heart drop to get to our peace center a day? How often per day?
I'd say probably do it three times a day. The more you do it, the more you're going to find that you're going to be disconnected from the time-based reality here, because the timeline will stop for you. And from there, you want to get a day planner. And it just depends how much you want to be in peace. The more you're connected, the better your life's going to flow. That kind of depends on you. And when you connect there, so you're going to look at, how long you're going to be awake each day. Do you get up at 6 in the morning and go to sleep at 9 o'clock at night? So, you're looking at probably a 15-hour day, maybe a 20-hour day for some people. You have to look at that situation. Is you're going to be in your heart if you go to your heart center maybe for a minute or two each time. So you're going to be in your heart maybe for 6 minutes if you do it three times. Out of all that time, not very much, is it? Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I want to welcome anyone who joined us midstream. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with our host, Ron Amatron, who's also the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and we are taking calls, and we have a toll-free number provided by bbsradio.com under Station 1, and that number is 888-627-6008. The topics we discuss relate to ascension preparation through the divine healings that are available 24/7 on the creationlightship.com website. And we're taking questions on the fast chat today. A lot of comments, and want to thank everyone for putting their question marks, and the new people who are doing this question marks because the fast chat is kind of fast and want to be able to catch the questions. So if you could put the question marks after the question instead of before, that would make it even easier. Thanks so much. Okay, so Marcy's wondering about the body jumpstart clearing. You kindly extended it. It was available for purchase in January for 3 months. And then some people said they didn't have time to finish it, and so Ron kindly extended the time that we could use it. And then somehow the codes weren't working the same. So I believe they were fixed, correct, Ron? And everything's fine. I have it up and running, so
yeah,
should be okay
now. Yeah, so, you know, have you tried it? That's what I'd ask you, because it's supposed to have been fixed over a week ago, I think.
Yeah, it works. Yep. Just that you have to put your codes through the main page, the home page on the key. Go through the key login on the home page for those individual clearings.
And then you may want to do a refresh on it, too. Sometimes if you type the wrong code in or something, it'll remember it on your computer, and it will never work. So you want to do the refresh, which is next to the login button, and that will start you, like, brand new again. So back to you, Kathy.
All right, and Ed's here, and he's asking if he's got eye strain, and he wondered if you could help him with that, please.
Yeah, let's take away some alien critters that could have attached to your eyes, Ed. If you're doing website surfing, maybe some alien critters got into your eyes. Here we go. So releasing them. I heard a beep there. We'll get the caller in a second here. So here we go. Alien critters out of your eyes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So do we have a caller online?
Yes, it's Josephine.
Hi, Josephine.
I'd like
Josephine, could you speak
like
a little louder, please, or into the phone? I can't hear you.
Once the light is turned off, what happens to all the people here on Earth?
Oh, okay. When the light is turned off, the there's no more frequency from the light to energize your body blueprint. That's what your spirit does. And then also it energizes your spirit. So everything is like in nothingness is a blueprint. And then you do the ascension process, we'll just call it that, and you go back to your home base energy. That's if you're whole and complete and you can find that. The dark side normally will come during that process sometimes, or just before it, and they'll take everybody sideways into a parallel universe, which is not controlled by light. So you're on a timeline that's not created by the light. Remember, the light doesn't have any timelines. And so you're living on a timeline here controlled by darkness, and they can take you off and on all the time. In fact, like I say, everybody on this planet is only here for probably 2 hours out of the month. So that means that right now, if ascension time did occur, your physical makeup of who you are, your whole body energy of your body and your spirit is no longer here unless you happen to be here, you know, for that particular time. That's why you want to do the barcode so they can find you.
Mm.
That's the main reason.
Okay.
Basically,
you
know, that's why we do the phone calls on Thursday. So just kind of switching it around a little differently here. People listening to me right now are clones. You're all clones with maybe like 1/1,000,000th of a spirit energy in you. And the rest of you, the whole part of you is somewhere else, probably held captive by the darkness. But they have to bring you back here during that 2 hours a month to energize your skeleton so that you can find a place to come to for your GPS location. You've been on the clone calls that we've had, decloning, or happen to be at the expos where I've done this, you know that this is real because you completely change. So if ascension time happened right now and you did not have any clearings or those barcodes taken off of you, then they already have you somewhere else in the dark side universe, so they'll just take the clone out of here, and the light ship will look at the clone and say, this is not, you know, spirit energy because it's a clone body. And it might see a little piece of light. Maybe it'll take that out of you. But it will not find the whole part of you because you're hidden someplace in darkness. Oh, that's why we're doing the decloning calls. Because nobody on this planet would ever do the ascension without it. So you have to get those things taken out of you. You know, so that you can have spirit integrity so that the real you is here. Otherwise, if ascension time were to happen, there'd be probably nobody on this planet doing the ascension. Unless, by accident, the aliens brought your true physical body here and your true spirit here, and it happened within that 2 hour of time. Oh, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Josephine. Anything else? Okay, well, on the fast chat, Ron, you mentioned about the commanding the spirit and to drop to our heart center and to return to our body. And CMD is asking, are commands to your spirit the same as affirmations?
Well, I think an affirmation is you're affirming something, but a command is different. Command is that you're commanding your spirit to do this. Affirmation is probably more in the mind energy. Now, the affirmation... No, it's like slicing, you know, the fine edge there. So I would say a command is different than an affirmation. An affirmation is saying like, oh, I'm a nice person and I want to draw nice people into my life. That's what I'm affirming in my life. Well, that's meaningless. That's a mind energy. Or I affirm that my spirit's going to do this. No, that's not a command. You're just using mind energy to try to talk to your spirit. No, you have to command your spirit. So I would say no, it's definitely not. In the New Agers, it might be, but for getting down to the nitty-gritty, no, it's not. It's like doing, decrees. You know, one of the churches does a lot of decrees, you know, thinking that they're doing all this great stuff, you know. And they are in mind energy. The aliens just love that. You know, these external forces out there love to take the energy away from you. That's what they enjoy doing. They live off of you, so they put a religion here of... you know, from St. Germain, we'll say, that's one of them, the I Am Church. And, they, you know, people are doing decrees and everything else, and it's all mind energy. Well, what are they connecting to? You can't connect to light. Light will not even accept you. If you were to go to light and knock on the door, you'd be terminated because you're full of darkness. You can't go to the light. And that's the process. So, and the light can never save you because you have to save yourself. You got to find your spirit. So the whole process is very simple, although once you realize that you've been lied to for your whole lifetime and at least the last 2,000 years that you're still here, and also maybe another 50,000 from there, you realize that the only reason why you're trapped here is because you got the wrong teachings. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation. And question from Michaela out of concern. Comes up now and then. She's asking, will more light beings come to the planet just because people are just not being reached?
Well, it's a good concern, but nobody would have come if I wouldn't have come. Nobody. This place is lost to the darkness. How Princess Diana came in here, I have no clue. We probably had an agreement. But I don't think she'd ever want to come back here either. In fact, if I had my choice right now, I would not come back either. This place was, according to the light ship, lost to darkness. It was the people do too many rituals here and practices outside of themselves. So how can you say something when the people are causing their own problems. So, you know, Jesus came to make it very simple. Buddha came to enhance that before, to get everybody to have a clue. And so, you know, no. I'm sure that there would if you're asking would any more come, I can't say for sure, only because the light only works in the now. But I can tell you, when I came, I was the only one who even wanted to come here. So that's it. So, yeah, this place is lost to darkness because look at all the churches we have out there. How many people pray outside of themselves, connect to things. And plus, you have other rituals and, you know, black magic and dark magic and light magic and black magic and spells. And, you know, everybody's doing a practice. And that's not of the light. So how can you save something? How do you save a ship that already has a hole in the bottom of it and it's sinking daily? And everybody is bringing stuff to you, and you have no control over that. And the aliens love it. These external forces love to have your energy. That's why they gave you mind. So, yeah, this place has no spiritual integrity as far as true teachings of source energy, which is just to go within, you know. It's too simple. So, yeah, will there be light beings coming? I doubt it completely. Reach more people? Well, we just need to get a financial backer so I can do large stadiums to help people out, you know. And that's up to you guys to find somebody who's interested in saving themselves and helping out others. A lot of people out there who have deep pockets, lots of money. There's millionaires and billionaires out there, and they just need to have some concern, you know, but they might be controlled by the darkness. So anyway, that's where we are. And as you know, money makes the world go round. And unfortunately, you know, nobody wants to give me any free venues at any of the events that I go to. So I have to get money to do these things. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, Michaela's question, understandable, and your point is well taken, Ron. We have done this to ourselves, and we're so glad that the Creation Lightship is here to help us with the ascension process, and we're very thankful, Ron, that you're here with us to help get us out of here. And I think we have a caller on the line. So, caller, would you please go ahead and state your question or comment?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
How you doing?
Good. Do you have a question or comment for Ron?
Yes, well, I have some good news. I had been studying probably not very long for a professional licensing exam, and I was having a hard time just remembering all the information. But I did do a lot of clearings. For the emotional clearings, the emotional lifetime clearings connected to things like fear of failure, fear of success, fear of, I don't know, just other things like that. And I also decided to see if I could take off any types of alien races connected with those types of feelings. And I passed. It was great. Not only that, but while I was taking the test, I kept looking at this key with a string and a tag attached to it because we had to put our stuff in the lockers and we couldn't bring it into the testing area. And so no matter where I looked on the desk or where I moved this key on the desk, I kept looking at it. And so finally I went out for a bathroom break and I came back in and I realized, oh, I could use this key to douse out the answers. So I did. I answered everything first, and there was a number of answers that I did change, and I couldn't believe that I passed. I just was in shock.
Oh, that's great. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm sure everyone's listening to how you did that, how you used the clearings to your obvious advantage. Way to go.
Well, very much so. I even spoke with another dowser, and I told her that I've been doing all these clearings. I didn't tell her how, But it was more from the Ascension Barcode clearings and the Emotional Lifetime clearings, and also some Dark Side Practitioner clearings, too. And she says, well, it looks like whatever you're doing is working.
Yeah.
So I should do very well on tests, and I should expect to pass. I'm like, really? That is so strange.
Great,
if
Tina.
Only she knew what you were doing.
Yep. Huh?
If only she knew what you were doing.
Oh, well,
that you were that was working, you know. I'm just kind of joking.
Yeah, no, I would love her to. She kind of knows, but I'd rather not tell her because, you know, when somebody's a healer and that's what they do for their livelihood, they don't want to hear why they shouldn't be a healer.
Yeah, just don't have her hug you or shake your hand.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All those critters from all those people that she's worked on, living inside of her, and they may think you're scrumptious.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope not. But anyway, no, I'm very, very pleased with all that, and I'm, you know, still in shock that I passed and all this worked.
Well, you got to own up to your, you know, that you did pass, and just know that the energy, you know, of stuff, external forces around you were probably eliminated. A lot, so as you could become more conscious, you passed the test. So that's probably what happened. You had more spirit energy working with you, and your spirit energy was more than likely working with your key for doing the dowsing. So it's very, very good.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised, and I looked up some of the questions afterwards, and you know, for the right answers, and I was quite surprised that I did get the right answer, even though I really don't remember reading anything about it while I was during my studies.
You could have been in the now, and it just you don't have any recall of what happened, but you maybe you're in the moment, so you knew the answer. But after that, you had no recall of what what happened to you. That happens a lot.
I think that's exactly it. Because
yep.
I think I was staring at the screen for a few seconds when it said that I passed the test. So the computer screen results came up.
Great.
So, anyway, well, thanks.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Hey, see you later.
Bye-bye, Tina. Okay, do we have time for one more question from the South Chat, Ron, or should we move on to another topic?
Yeah, I guess one more question. We can get one more. We got about maybe 8 minutes to go, approximately.
Okay. Just want to mention, if in case we run out of time, if you have more questions and you didn't get yours answered today, please consider sending it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com for Ron and indicate what day you're going to be listening for when we do the Q&A. Or there's another show. Program with Ron, the Ron Emmetron show after this. You can also send it there or call him or write it there in that chat room. Okay, so the question was from Euros, and he was wondering, how do we know, if the ascension comes, how do we know which is our home base energy? How do we know where to go?
You won't have any recall on that. You won't even know that you exist, but the light will take care of you. Well, you can't think of it linear like we have here in time where you have cause and effect. Everything happens instantly. So there's nothing to prepare for. You know, like if you knew it was going to be happening in a week, you would say, gee, I should have done these clearings, you know, for 2,000 years. So, but there's nothing that you will be even concerned with. It'll just happen instantly. Hopefully you had the clearings to have the light find you. So back to you, Kathy. I think I had a beep there.
Yes, and we have just a few minutes, caller, so please go ahead and state your question for Ron.
Hi, Kathy and Ron. This is Janice. I just wanted to make a statement that I wanted to call in the other night, but I couldn't. You wanted to have any testimonies on any differences or what we've been experiencing. And I just wanted to share really quick, I'm trying to make this quick because I know there's only a couple minutes left to the show. I always used to retreat to the woods because that was where I always found my peace, because I never felt like I belonged on this planet. But lately, you know, since the Earth Spirit has been gone, my walks in the woods have been, the other day I was found a new trail and I was hiking up it, and I was just looking around, and usually, you know, I can see, you know, the auras of the trees and all that, but I felt like I was walking through someone's painting of the woods, and I just stopped, and it was just the eeriest and the weirdest feeling that it was like, I felt like there was no life around me at all, you know, that, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this is just really bizarre, like, really, every tree is cloned around me, you know, I mean, it was just lifeless. I just felt like I was looking at someone's painting. And I came back from my walk today and I experienced the same thing again, and I just wanted to call in and share that. That's been a huge observation with me of feeling that the planet around me is lifeless.
That is correct. Yeah, space holders are here, so there is no spirit energy on this planet. And that's why you're going to sense that everything might feel like it doesn't really have life to it. And that is true. So the Earth Spirit is ascension work, and you are completely right about that.
I'm so glad I have your information, you know, to realize that, you know, that I don't feel like I'm lost here, you know, on a lifeless planet. It's comforting to know that I know why it is, you know, because it really is so different than it used to be. And I just thought I'd take this time too. I want to ask all the callers for their opinions and their help. I have been on Oprah.com. I've been doing 2,000 year darkness on a lot of the personnel that works with OWN and with Oprah. I'm trying to clear some of the dark-sided energies from Harpo Studios. Excuse me. And so I'm just asking people, if it resonates with them, to please, Oprah is interested in having people on her show, or having a show, and I would love to get Ron, you know, on his own show, or to get him advertised with Oprah. But I'm just running into a lot of darkness blocks. And so I was just wondering if you guys feel it in your hearts to just start writing her and letting her know about the ascension and getting that word about ascension out there so they're not just hearing it from one random person. I'm just putting it out there. You know, the more people where it's coming from might help move this forward so we can get Ron, you know, with interviews with Oprah on national TV and tell the world more about ascension. So I'm asking for everybody's help.
Hey, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Ron. And thank you, Kathy. Bye.
Thanks, Janice.
Okay, so I'll just comment briefly. So, yeah, the Earth Spirit is no longer here. It left, when I was back in New York last October, approximately. It's not here. It's doing its own ascension work. And what's here in its place is space holders. Remember, the Earth Spirit is what energizes the trees and the crystals and whatever else I think of here. And then, so that would be things that maybe grow or, you know, are related to coming out of the earth, okay? So they are surviving because, you know, the life form doesn't need a spirit to exist. But, you know, the actual energy that makes them vibrate and look really nice is no longer here. But they're not going to die on us. They'll still contain life. But this is why, you know, you have a spirit, so you can do the same work that the Earth Spirit's doing. That's the whole thing, is that you need to do the work, find yourself, and the only way to find yourself is to get rid of your darkness inside of you, which is why we have clearings. It's as simple as that. So the Earth Spirit's doing this work because it wants to get out of here too. It has to find the parts that external forces have stolen out there looking for its bits and pieces. Will it come back here? I don't know. And I'd ever come back here again. Or it could come tomorrow. You know, I don't have any clue on that. If it does come back, it'll probably be a lot more powerful than it was before. But what does that mean to you? Not much. Just that it's more powerful. It's not going to help you at all. Because it just gave you life. But, you know, in your body, to count on. Not something external to you like that. But that's the way it is here. Oh, that's a very good observation. If you didn't know about your spirit leaving, you think this is pretty weird because nothing has life in it any longer here. That's because your spirit left. It's out of here. Doing what it can do. It's doing its pre-ascension work. So I guess it's about time to end the show here. It's 55 after the hour. So have our calls. That will be tomorrow. On Tuesday, we have the boarding base. Water charging is on Wednesdays. And Thursdays is our special call for getting rid of the clone replicas out of your space so you regain more energy inside of you. And Friday is entities. And we have BBS programs, you know, Wednesdays, Friday, and Saturday. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie, and see you later, everybody.